I think most Delawareans have suspected that Bo Biden is interested in public service in a way that would go beyond his tenure as Attorney General. And I think many pundits and members of the public were shocked when he decided not to run for the Senate in 2010. And for a lot of us, it's only a matter of time to see when he might be interested in running for another office at the statewide level or at the federal level. So in that sense, I think it has fulfilled a long-time mission that he and his father have had to, you know, be involved in public service, and this is an extension of that. I think he's well-positioned financially in terms of being able to run such a campaign with name recognition and with his previous fundraising that he's shown, not only for himself, but in building super PACs for others. So I think that's a positive in terms of that. We obviously have a majority of Democratic registrants in the state, so we start with the assumption that you know, it's going to be on the Republicans to find a suitable candidate to not just be a sacrificial lamb, but a viable candidate to compete. Now, we do have some potential questions or issues that Bo will have to address, and probably starts with his health. I mean, as still a relatively young man, under 50, but with some issues that he's had, neurological and others. Governor is, you know, is a 24/7 position, full-time position, and so the question of whether the time and workload is something that he could do. He's obviously probably talked to his doctors, his family, and believe that he's able to maneuver that and to take care of that without adverse effects on his health, so that'll be good.
But don't you think it's going to have to come clean eventually about what happened, what the procedure was he underwent?
Well, I think that, you know, when we look at how Americans and Delawareans in particular want to know about their public officials, you know, there are more and more things that seem mundane that generations ago we thought might have been private. And unfortunately for Bo, I think one of those is a basic medical report. So, yes, I think there will have to be a little bit more transparency for where he's at, to assure the prospective voters of his health.